Hey, coming up on 10:37 here on the Chris Berg Show on the We the People Network. Number to call into the show, 271-1100. 271-1100. Really excited to visit with our next guest. She's a North Dakota native, is an actress now, and her new movie coming out called October Baby. A pretty interesting story. The story essentially, well, you know what? I'm going to let her tell us more about the movie, what it's about, and her personal story as well, I think, sort of ties into this movie very well. Her name is Sherry Rigby. Sherry, welcome to the show. Appreciate you taking some time to visit with us. Give us the essence of this film, please.
Hi, Chris, and thank you for having me. October Baby, it's an incredible movie. It's a life-affirming film. And I think what's so great about it is that it combines romance and drama, and there's humor. You know, people are going to walk away, and they're going to be. I think they're going to have laughed and cried. They're going to go on a great story with Rachel Hendricks, who plays Hannah, to go after her birth mother. So I think it's pretty cool.
But so it's about Gianna Jessen, is that right?
You know what? Gianna Jessen was actually the person that John Irwin heard her speak a couple years ago, and he was just blown away. He had never heard two words put together, abortion and survivor. And so after hearing her speak, he couldn't get it out of his head. And so he went back and he started writing the script about this young woman that takes this journey. And so, you know, yes and no. I mean, it's about her story, but, you know, there's like 4,000 abortion survivors out there, so hopefully it touches a lot of hearts for many.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, I just can't imagine. We said this morning we were talking about the movie about you go through life, and the story essentially in the movie, like you just mentioned, she's out searching for her biological mother, correct?
Right. Correct.
I mean, you growing up and going, you know, you survived an abortion. I don't know when you had that conversation with your son or daughter, but it just would obviously change the paradigm of everything. And speaking of that, if you don't mind, I'd like to just hear more about your personal story and how that sort of ties into this film, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and a good point that you just made there with the October Baby is that, you know, Hannah believes that her identity is someplace else her whole life, but she just never feels quite right about it. And so when she finally is told at the age of 19, it's because of a lot of health issues. So that's a great point that people need to look at as far as when they're talking about adoption and, you know, their children. And for me, the story was very personal because when John called me and said, Sherry, we would love for you to play this part. We have this part in the film. That's where it all started for me. And they sent me the script over, and on the cover of it was Rachel Hendricks. And, you know, my husband right away said, this woman looks like you. She could be your daughter. And I dove in and I started reading the script, and it was unbelievable to me because it had paralleled my life 20 years ago. And, you know, I was a paralegal. I was working in a law firm. I, at that time, had an abortion. You know, all these little things that I had walked through my life. And then to the end, I don't want to give too many things away, you know, about the movie if people haven't seen it yet. But then, too, I had to go and tell my husband 6-7 years into our marriage that I had this abortion. And it was really difficult at that point for me as well because I had my first child at 17. I had my second child at 30. And after that, we could never have any more children. And then X amount of years later, I had to go and tell him I had this abortion. And it was a really difficult time.
Now, was that the movie you're just referring to at the 17 and 30, or is that your real life?
That's my real life.
Well, I mean, you're so like, you play the character. I was like, is she talking about the movie? That's incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why it was so incredible for me because, you know, I was a young woman, 17 years old, and I gave birth to my first child. And really, at that point in my life, you know, I was told that I was just going to be another statistic. And so you can only imagine for me, you know, as a woman, I was not going to allow that to happen in my life. I really wanted to fight and work hard. And I did that. You know, I went back to school. I had a great job. I was doing really well. And so when I got pregnant again, I thought, oh, my gosh, how can I do this? And so then going into this movie, and if you can only imagine standing face-to-face with this beautiful young girl that's 19 years old, and I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, you could be my daughter. You know, it was so overwhelming for me.
That's why I appreciate taking some time and visit with us about the movie in and of itself. And so when you think about this movie and the message, for you personally, what was your greatest takeaway being part of this experience?
You know, my greatest takeaway from this film is that I've been blessed through the entire process. You know, for me, my personal story, you know, God has just rocked my world with it. He has shown me this compassion and love and grace for who I am. And he's just really shown me what forgiveness looked like and what I walked through with him. And it's just been amazing for me to feel that, number one. And number two, you know, I've been at screenings all over now the United States, and watching people come out of this movie, you know, and being in it with them where they're laughing and the next minute, you know, they're crying and they're walking out, and you have men and women and they're walking out and they're just like, they're just overwhelmed and they're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm walking away from this and like, I have to think about this. I just went on this journey. And then you hear women talking about being post-abortive and what they've gone through and the shame that they've carried for years, and that they finally feel like they're able to talk about it. And men, the same thing. I mean, you can only imagine. My head is spinning, really. And how blessed I am to have been honored to play this part.
You know, I got to share something with you. I think there's a lot of questions that I want to ask you. And not being a woman, I don't know if I can necessarily understand what it's like to be pregnant. And I think you guys have the oxytocin that you get when you're pregnant. So it's, I guess, I want to just give you the space sort of share anything else about going through that experience of having an abortion, then having kids. You know, anything else you want to share that you think people should know?
I do. I mean, and that's a great question. Being on both sides of it, you know, I can tell you this much, that I really, really wish that I would have had people really, you know, talk to me more about the procedure. I wish that I would have known more and researched it more and been much more of, you know, I would have been wise at that point in my life to know what the health ramifications are of it. You know, I don't think we talk about that as much, and we're a very health conscious society, so to speak. And I think we do need to start looking at those things. You know, I ended up, after my second baby, I suffered with severe endometriosis and ended up having to have a full hysterectomy. And, you know, there's so many things that link back to health issues that women are going through. And I think we need to look at that. And then I also think the mental part of it, you know, I walked around for many years feeling very ashamed that I had done, that I had aborted a child. A year did not go past that I did not have a moment and a memory of that life that I aborted. I don't think that we just walk away unaffected from those things. And I think that we do really need to be talking more about it. And I guess the only other part that I would add to that is that, you know, mentally, physically, and spiritually, we need to be wise individuals and really think about what it is that we're doing and caring. And I hope that October Baby gives us all an opportunity to start speaking to the next generation about health and about the ripple effects and about, you know, every life is beautiful. And, you know, how are we handling that as a society? And I just hope that people stop drawing lines in the sand and they start creating circles to talk more about what that looks like.
Coming up on 10:45, you're on the Chris Berg Show on the We the People Network. I'm going to get to your phone calls in just a moment, 271-1100. My question for you is this, because I agree with you that I think, you know, in theory, it sounds great. Hey, I'd love to have people talk about this more, give them some freedom. But my question to you is then, how hard was it for you to share the news that you had an abortion with your husband?
Well, it was very difficult for me to share that at that point in my life. And the reason being is because I did feel very ashamed of it. I hadn't talked about it. I had a past. I have had lots of things in my life that, you know, I'm a sinner and I've done a lot of crazy things. I had my first baby at 17, and you know, you never know how somebody's going to react to you. So it was very difficult for me to share that. And then also knowing that we couldn't have any more children, it was very hard for me. But probably the thing that ended up, the reason why I had to tell him was that I had an individual that was close to us. And, you know, people, it's one of those things in our lives now that we, another thing is, you know, relationships and being able to be transparent, but yet having people, you know, be confidential. and I had some things that had surfaced. And so it was really, it was either somebody else was going to share this with my husband or I was going to have to share it, and it needed to come from me. It was tough.
And once you did it, was it as bad as you anticipated? I mean, did he obviously took it pretty well, or?
No, he actually, you know, the greatest part about it is that he is such an amazing man, and, you know, his, I think at first it hit him, you know, he definitely thought about it, and I can't speak for him, but, you know, he showed me so much love and grace, and he just put his arms around me, and you know, that was it. We didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about it after that. It was almost like there was that place where I was able to share it with him, and this moment of this sweet forgiveness and this moment between a husband and wife, and it was done, and it was really wonderful.
Sherry Rigby, actress in an upcoming movie coming out, October Baby. In fact, I've got two tickets and even a snack pack, if you will, for yes. Someone in a moment that we're going to be giving away some tickets for. I want to get some phone calls first, 271-1100. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris and Sherry. Sherry, thank you for so much for not only being in the movie, but your message about from a post-abortive stance. It's just the most powerful message that we can have on this issue of life. I was able to screen the movie, and it is so powerful, as you said, having you laughing and crying. And it is about life, of course, but I just wanted to mention that it is about parenting. It's about fatherhood. It is really about all of those emotions, and it is just a great movie. And, Chris, I just want to encourage everyone to go see that movie. I think there's four showings tomorrow here in Fargo. So just great kudos to you for making the movie, and hope everyone goes to it.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you so much, and you're absolutely right. I mean, how can you have a film that's so packed full of life-affirming issues, you know, everything from a young couple to adoptive parents to a daughter-father relationship to healing and forgiveness. I mean, I hope everybody walks out and goes, wow, I just got a piece of, I just got something. Everybody will get something.
Sherry, really appreciate your time. I want to give you the last word. Anything else you want to share?
I would just share, go out, see it, tell your friends about it. You know, tomorrow is a big day for us. It sends a big message out that people want great films, and I'm really hopeful that people will walk away from it, just like what Tom was saying. They're going to laugh, they're going to cry, they're going to get a piece of it, and it's really a movie about life and a journey, and so I just hope everybody enjoys it.
Again, Sherry Rigby, North Dakota native, actress in the movie October Baby, comes out tomorrow night. Sherry, thanks again for your time. Keep up the great work, and I hope it does very, very well at the box office for you.
Great. Thank you, Chris, for having me.
Thanks a bunch. Take care.